feels good. He right there.
Hi, Dan. This is Scotso.
Good to see you, Scott.
I'll tell you this. That entire crowd on Park Avenue is tuned in. They are like right with the All-Americans of WABC.
Beauty.
And they have been all afternoon. And I think to welcome you aboard there, I think everybody out on Park Avenue listening to Scotso and Big Dan now ought to sing We Love You Beatles. Let's hear it on Park Avenue, the whole crowd. The thousands of fans on Park Avenue, they're tuned to 77 to WABC. We love you down there on Park Avenue. Cousin Brucey is here, Scotso's here, and the Beatles are here, of course. The Beatles are here. Dan, we expect Ringo here very shortly. And any record that you play, the fans on Park Avenue are singing right along. You can turn up the volume and you'll hear them singing right along with the record.
Crazy.
We're anticipating Ringo's arrival in our WABC stream any minute now. And we'll be broadcasting. So, Daddy Bird, this is Scotso for Cousin Brucey and Jim Gordon and everything, just having a ball with the greatest people in the world, our WABC listeners on Park Avenue. You can hear them now, Dan. As a matter of fact, as we go out, Dan?
Yeah.
How would you like to have him yell for Ringo?
Whoopee!
Let's hear it for Ringo out there. Ringo! 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 Ringo!
I'm John, I'm Bob, I'm George, I'm Ringo. We love WABC!
Lovely, isn't it? You love the Beatles, right? Right. You better know it. It's 20 minutes past 2 o'clock. Little matchbox action. Oh, slow down, baby. Oh, you're too much.
Badoo.
All right, sing along with the Beatles and W.A. Beatles. See you in New York town.
Well, come on, pretty baby, won't you walk with me? Come on, pretty baby, won't you talk with me? Come on, pretty baby, give me one more chance. Try to save our romance. Slow down.
For a late on-the-scene report, here is W.A.B.C. News Director Jim Gordon.
One of the most fascinating, if not frightening, aspects of the Beatle mania, the Beatle impact on America and other countries as well, is the noise. Not the noise made by the singers, that's a matter of record. The noise made by the fans. Several thousand of them clustered along Park Avenue, State Park Avenue, it used to be called, 59th Street here in New York today. What does it take to get them going? Well, not the Beatles. They've just gotten up and are having breakfast at this particular hour. It takes only the fluttering of a window shade, the raising of a Venetian blind. We're eight stories up. Listen to what happens when I poke a microphone out of the window. That's showbiz. Jim Gordon, WABC News.
Dan, I'm right here, buddy.
Crazy,
and
baby.
Man, that crowd is just unbelievable. Every single thing that we're doing, the entire Beatle crowd is listening to WABC on Park Avenue. And I just want you to know, Dan, that Irv Harris is here from Radio New York Worldwide, ABC's overseas affiliate.
Uh-huh.
And so millions of people all over the world are going to be hearing exactly what's going on right now.
Crazy.
Irv, welcome aboard. And I tell you what we're going to do, Dan, or what we're going to try to do.
Uh-huh.
Hello down there on Park Avenue. Hello, you swingers listening to WABC. Hey, listen, we want you to do us a favor while you're down there, and then I'm going to tell you the latest news on the Beatles. First of all, we want you to do a WABC locomotive. You all started down there. How about a WABC locomotive on Park Avenue, gang? I guess I better start them off, Dan.
Yeah.
W-A-B-C, W-A-B-C, W-A-B-C. You got W-A-B-C, everybody. We do dearly love you down there on Park Avenue. And I'll tell you this, we have news to report now, Dan.
Yeah, what's happening?
Earlier, we reported Ringo was having breakfast. And we just talked to Ringo. He called us here on the phone.
Yeah.
And he said, how dare you? I went back to bed. Ringo went back to sleep. And he's going to take another hour nap. He had a pretty good night last night, you know. They left Cincinnati, didn't get in here till around 3.
Yeah.
And then they stayed up, living it up just a little. And I don't blame them. They're just great guys. And so now they're doing that little bit of nap scene. And I think he's going to be right here. He said he promised in about 1 hour.
Beauty.
Because he wants to go nappy nap. You know what I mean, Dan?
Of course, we'll be there with you when Ringo gets there.
You better believe it. Now, Dan, one other thing, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
While the crowd is out there and while they're listening to WABC, and we're playing those Beatles songs. They're going to be singing right along with you.
Great.
So whatever you play, they're going to do. One more. How about a cheer down there for Big Dan, everybody? For Big Dan Ingram.
Yes. Yes.
One for Cousin Brucey, who's right here. Cousin Brucey is here. And one for Scotso.
Go, baby.
And one for Radio ABC Worldwide. We love you. Kisses are coming out the window on Park Avenue to you. I'm going to throw you some kisses, you kooky people. I love you.
Whoopee! Go, Daddy, well.
Go get them, Dan.
You know it, Daddy.
What's the request?
Today, as you may know, is the president's birthday, right?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe, or was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Well, I'm in great shape. I'm a little behind the time.
Yesterday
think maybe
was
could,
the president's birthday, Dan.
Do you think maybe we could get that whole crowd singing happy birthday, Mr. President?
Hey, that's great, Dan.
I'd love
everybody
to hear that.
Hold on now. Scotso's with you. And the crew down there on Park Avenue, everyone listening to WABC, even though it's one day late, let's sing happy birthday to President Johnson. All right, listen up. Here we go.
You better lead him, Scott.
Dan, I tell you what, we're gonna lead that again. All right, everybody down there on Park Avenue, we all had the same idea. Now, if you'll start at the same time I do, we'd like for the thousands of Beatle fans on Park Avenue in New York City who are listening to WA Beatles, obviously, and we're way up in the hotel near the Beatles. Now, all of us are gonna sing happy birthday to President Johnson, and I'll start it off. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Whoopee.
You are too much.
Come on, Grant.
Too much, the greatest, Dan.
Hey, Scott, what's new?
let me tell you, hey.
Beauty.
I'll tell you what, Ringo's going to be here very shortly now. We just got word.
Yeah, good, good. Maybe
we'll have to have Ringo wave a shoe or a hat out the window.
Yeah. Think maybe you get him to throw a tie out there to the crowd down below? Would they like to get one of Ringo's ties down there, do you think? I think so, yeah.
Dan, hold on just a minute.
I'm holding.
Number one, Bruce is here. Number two, we have someone else, too, that wants to say something. Bruce?
Good. Okay, hi, Dan. This is Cousin Bruce Morrow here in our beautiful WABC radio studio in the Delmonico Hotel. We're just on the phone with Cousin Derek, one of the people that travel with the fabulous Beatles, and Ringo, well, they're getting him ready right now, and maybe a few more surprises. A few people all over America and, of course, on Park Avenue are going to be hearing Fabulous Beatle live on WABC radio. Scotty?
While we're here, Dan, Irv Harris from Radio New York Worldwide, our ABC actually the worldwide affiliate, has just a couple of words because they're going to go all over the world.
Irv Harris.
Scott, Radio New York Worldwide broadcasts all important events to listeners overseas everywhere. Perhaps the Beatle fans on Park Avenue would like to say a big hello to Beatle fans all over the world through Radio New York Worldwide. How about it? Thank you, you lovely people.
All right, now, you Beatle fans, I'll tell you where that went. Not only to the Beatles' home in England, but to 122 countries around the world. Say hello. All right, Dan, listen.
Yeah, Scott.
I'll tell you what, when you get back there now, everybody's quiet on Park Avenue. They're waiting. And when you play a Beatle record, they're going to be swinging and singing. And Ringo will be on the air with us in just a few minutes. Scatso.
I'm George.
We want the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
And I got news, everybody down there on Park Avenue and listening to WABC, WABC, Paul and Ringo. Yeah. Paul and Ringo will be with us in a few minutes. They're going to be here in our WA Beatles C suite, and you'll be hearing them. So stand by. They're going to be here, and the big story that broke last night, as Ringo was entering the Hotel Delmonico, as he was entering and the crowd burst in on them, he lost a St. Christopher medal, a gold St. Christopher medal, and WABC has that gold St. Christopher medal. It's been returned. Let's hear it, everybody. And Ringo will be right here to pick it up, and he'll be talking to you all. And while you're in such a great mood, while that crowd is in such a great mood, Big Dan, out there on Park Avenue, we dearly love him.
Yeah.
Scatso's here with Cousin Brucey, and Dan, you're right there. Let's have a little sing-along with all the crowd out there. Everybody stand by. We want you to sing along to a few of our All-American jingles. Let's live it up.
All right, can I sing along with the one about the team first?
Let's do the team. Everybody stand by and listen and sing along to our team jingle.
All right, here we go. Sing along.
The greatest team in the world.
Ringo will be in our room in just a couple of minutes to see if it is his St. Christopher medal that was found. The question will be answered very shortly. I think you got your big question answered. Are there Beatle fans outside? You better believe it.
And how? All right, Daddy, we'll listen to you. Hang on, and you give me a buzz, and we'll get right back to you. Meantime,
right,
we got some
back,
more music.
Singing and swinging.
A little more music right here.
Whoa, whoa,
the Beatles swinging.
Whoa, whoa.
Seven. 77, Red.
And
yeah.
Scotto's right here. We're
good.
In the room now.
Oh, good. Wanted to talk to you.
Taken off our microphone for our outside audience.
I see.
They are out there on Park Avenue, and the reason we've removed that mic is we are in the studio here.
Uh-huh.
We're awaiting right now the arrival of Ringo and Paul.
Listen to them cheer out there. How about that?
Scotty, this is what's happening. I just spoke to one of the detectives. They are now on their way out of the room. They'll be up here momentarily.
Uh-huh.
Our ABC television cameramen are ready. We're ready. People from all over the world are ready. We have all the major New York newspapers, New York Post, Journal American, News, and the Trib. They're all up here, and they're all ready to see what happens when this gal, this 16-year-old girl, gives Ringo back the medallion that he so dearly loves. I'm going to go in the hall now and wait for Ringo. And
then Paul. We'll know if this is the St. Christopher medal that's missing. We're positive it is, and we'll only know when Ringo... We'll only know when Ringo says so.
Okay.
Also, on display in our room here, we have our most original winner, and actually of the thousands of drawings that came in
to beautiful.
WABC in our Beatle portrait contest.
Yeah.
There are some displayed here now. We'll also get the Beatles' reaction to these drawings, to the paintings that are here, and they are wonderful.
Good.
Jim Gordon here with Cousin Brucey and with Scotto, and we have just had one unbelievable day, and as all of you who've been listening to All American, to WABC, have heard by now, the crowd on Park Avenue numbering, I guess it's kind of hard to estimate because they're in so many groups, but there are several thousand,
Scotto.
And every time we mention them, they cheer. They have been listening on their transistors, and from our studios up above in the Hotel Delmonico, have been replying and singing and swinging and having lots of fun on All American. And as a matter of fact, Jerry, if you will, would you open up our microphone outside so that I can say something to the... All right. There they are, everybody. Now, you gang out there in Park Avenue, stand by and be listening to your transistors momentarily. Ringo and Paul will be here. You do have the chain.
We were worried about the chain. Scott, we told Ringo that we'd broadcast and find this St. Christopher's medal, and if we did, well, Ringo said that he would personally greet the girl or girls that did take it because he wanted it back very much. Why is this so important to you? Why is the St. Christopher's medal?
Well, I got it when I was 21, you know, from the 21st, and I've never taken it off. So it's supposed to be the painting thing for travelers, and we do a lot of traveling, and I've been all right up to now, so I'd like to keep it.
Ringo, who gave you the medal?
An auntie.
Very good. You're in. Fine.
All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do right now. We, last night after, well, we left you, we started interviewing about 150 people. Everyone started calling WABC Radio, listening to your plea and our pleas, and I think we found it. I hope we found it.
So
I want to introduce you to the girl right now. Angie McGowan. Angie, sweetheart, this is, who is that? This is your idol. This is Ringo.
How are you doing? Good to
see you.
There we go. That's
it. All right, let's hold it up.
Is that it? Very small, but it means a lot.
Sorry, that's your shirt.
So what do you say?
I'll buy another shirt, but I can't buy one.
Angie, last night you said, well, you wanted to kiss Ringo. Is that correct, rather than the thing? Well, I think there's a fair exchange, Ringo. I don't know how you feel about it. People outside are going, Ringo, you got back. Ringo has back. Got a kiss.
Yeah.
That is great.
Ringo.
Can I ask you a question? Ringo, what do you think about the thousands of girls that are outside screaming and they haven't even seen you, fella?
Well, it's him, isn't it? He's getting them all whipped up out there. You know? It's very nice. It's great.
Now, you've made a tour all over the United States. What's your favorite city?
Not all over yet.
Well, many
well,
cities.
Well, up to now, you know, New York. From last time, you know, I like New York. It's a great, you know, I don't know, you just feel something happening as soon as you get off the plane. You know, it's marvelous. I love New York.
Well, you heard Ringo just say that he loves New York on WABC. They've toured the country, and Ringo and the Beatles love New York, and I think you can hear that they love you, too.
Yes, it's marvelous.
Before we go on, Scott, I'd like Angie to introduce. Now, there were three other girls involved in this. As a matter of fact, you're very fortunate, or maybe you're not fortunate. These other three girls, they're all going for you. Angie, would you introduce your friends to Ringo? Because this is a treat. They went real loud into the mic, honey.
This is Carol Coyne.
Hello, Carol. How are you?
Another kiss.
How are you doing? Hello.
Ringo's now kissing another one.
Hello, how are you?
And Evelyn just got a kiss, too. This is just great. And Angie is getting another kiss. Well, I know you're very happy. That is the St. Christopher's medal.
That is the, yes.
And it has been returned. I want to thank everybody who did call WABC.
I also got a free pen and three pieces
free
of paper.
Yeah. And valuable.
Fun?
I'm signing some autographs right now.
He's so bright, this fellow, isn't he? Hey, he's on the ball today. He's been up all night, you know.
That's right. Why have I been up all night?
I don't know.
Because of one Mr. Starr. We've been trying to find the medallion, which we did find. We're very, very happy to say.
Did you young ladies turn around? I suppose we need a bit of picture.
Well, I'll put this away now. I've got it safe.
Ringo's signing a couple autographs on the paper for the girls right now. This is for the benefit. Now, we are on television, too, and we are. This is for the benefit of our radio audience.
Ringo, what are your plans after this for tonight and tomorrow night? You have big shows here in New York.
Well, about in an hour, we do a press conference, and then we go out to the Forest Hills, then we come back, then we go out again tomorrow.
Well, what about Forest Hills? Didn't you tell me last night something about a helicopter, Ringo?
Yeah, we're supposed to be going in by a helicopter today, and we're hoping to fly over the Wales Fir. Have a look at it, you know. I heard a lot about it.
It is nice. I think you really enjoy it.
What do you think of the girls mobbing you all the time? Do you mind this?
No, it's quite nice when they're so pretty, you see. Don't mind. Very nice.
Ray, what do you think of the hats the girls are wearing? They bring a bit of home back to you?
A bit of the John Lennons, eh? Mm-hmm. Touch of the... Oh, I had one of them last time. Oh, there you go. Ray.
That's the Ringo hat. This is the Ringo hat, by the way.
Ringo, we have a question for you about politics. Who do you like, Goldwater or Johnson?
He's very nice. I'm not getting into no trouble, man. I don't know. I think Johnson, personally, you know. He's a good fella. Leave them dogs alone.
Ringo, would you mind turning around and looking? These are some... You remember we talked to you on the phone?
Yeah.
These, the best of the entries that we had, the most original, the most artistic. This is one of the most artistic, the most original, the funniest, the largest and all. These will be displayed in the big new museum here at the Huntington Hartford Museum. The best of them. These are just a few. We wondered what you thought.
Nice. That's nice and colorful.
It is. You see the different
is that
countries
in Russian
represented. I guess so. It looks like it. I can see the yeah, and the rest.
I thought you didn't let him keep mouths
too much.
That's colorful, shall we? Don't like the mouth, but it's all right.
Didn't like the mouth on one. The rest
on
of it
Paul.
Is good. On Paul, right.
A few odd teeth there. Not to worry. Oh, silver, nice.
There are thousands of girls outside who've been waiting all day, and we have one girl in here who's been waiting all day to see, and she'd like to get your autograph.
Oh, hello. How are you?
We're in the WABC suite at the Delmonico Hotel, and Ringo is here, and of course the news that I know so many folks, we have, the phones have not stopped ringing since last night, and people had offered, hundreds of people have offered to give you a gold St. Christopher medal if it wasn't.
You know, as long as they're having a good time.
That's how I feel.
Just leave them alone.
Let them have a good time.
Let them have
right?
a good time.
That's how I feel. Several members of our press, we have some of our major newspaper news, you know, asked me about this.
Here's
here
Paul.
Is Paul.
Hey,
here's a friend
you
of yours.
You
hey, Paul just
it
came
for
in.
You, Paul. Where have you found?
I found you, St. Christopher.
Wait a minute, I thought it was yours.
Oh, that's awesome. Joke,
hello.
Paul, let's introduce, let's introduce Angie, the girl who found. Angie, sweetheart, I'd like you to meet Paula. This is the girl that found the St. Christopher's medal. Sweetheart, you want to move the sun?
This is disgraceful.
Angie just got a nice kiss for finding the St. Christopher medal. Paul, what do you think of the demonstration outside today?
Pardon?
What do you think of what's going on outside today?
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, did you get some sleep?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your screams for We Love Paul didn't bother you too much?
No, it doesn't never bothers me, then.
Yeah. What's the plans for tonight, Paul?
We're playing.
You're
that's,
going,
that's
huh?
The only
you
plan
think you're flying
so
over by helicopter? We just talked
oh,
to Ringo.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's over nice, so maybe you'll go over the World's Fair?
Yes, yes.
You think
well,
you'll get a chance
I've seen
to see
West Side Story, you know, the beginning.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, where it comes over, all the skyscrapers.
Paul, what's going to happen when you get outside?
We're getting in a helicopter and going up to Forest Hills.
Are any of these girls who have been waiting all day going to get a chance to see
them? I hope so, you know. Well, I mean, I want to see them anyway. I've been looking out all day, but somebody else has been looking out with a Beatle wig on. Traitors, folks.
Well, every time, you know, I'll tell you, we're standing by a window. If you just move one pane of a Venetian blind, that's it. We've been having heliograph messages. You notice the people with the mirrors outside flashing them? Getting something. Of course, WABC has been giving messages outside that you and Cousin Ringo will be here all day.
Pretty tall, isn't
it?
Pretty tall.
Be here all day, and of course, they've been very, very excited. But we're very happy that Ringo has the... his treasure back again.
So am I.
We're very thrilled. We're very pleased that you gave us, you know, the opportunity of meeting you once again, Paul. And Ringo. Ringo's still getting kissing Angie. What is going on over there, Ringo? That's really something.
Down front.
TV, this is the ABC television people. And they've been waiting
them.
Up here for you all day long.
Can see them
of course,
all
WABC Radio.
Can see them. Look
constant
at
vigil.
Sitting in the front rooms.
Here's a funny eye,
watching the television.
We should tell you, too, Paul, that everybody back home and in 122 countries are going to pick up this broadcast through worldwide ABC. So the countries you've been to already and some that you haven't that you will be going to are going to hear everything that's going on now. And everybody, you can't believe the response to that one St. Christopher medal. We had hundreds of offers from listeners to give him one if this wasn't located. But actually, we located it late last night after we went to
bed. Well, after we left you, after about 100 and some odd calls, we went back to WABC. Oh, it was a rough night, but he looks, he really wanted, he looked so unhappy about it. And as a guest of our city, and as WABC New York's number one city, we had to find it. We just had to find it for him.
Well, you
and we did.
It up.
I know we did.
Thanks for fixing it up, you know.
Thank you, Paul. Good. I think you want to go maybe go help Ringo now.
Yeah.
And I think we'll give the other fellows a chance right now before we get sunburned. Thank you very much. Okay, everybody, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll keep on going here. I'm going to come over to you. The still photographers, we have every major newspaper represented. We have all the big TV networks. Channel 7 is over here, all the major newspapers. We have overseas people, Reuters. We have the London Express. Paul is in the room, and Ringo is in the room right now. They are completely surrounded by newspaper people and the still photographers. You will see this, of course, on Channel 7 later on, and, of course, in your newspapers. Channel 7 is trying to beat their deadline right now, and on WABC Radio, New York's biggest station, number one, we're always there live on the scene with first-class coverage.
Dan Ingram, I know, back in our studios, and the other All-Americans and all of our listeners, it's a little hard to describe what's happening because all the cameras are flashing and the TV reels. It's a little difficult to get the complete description here on radio, and Bruce, you and I have backed off now and see Ringo and Paul in a crowd. Don't really, want to open up as much as now they're loosening up a little, and I think we'll get some real gems from them. But a crowd, once they gather around like this, and I think the press, a few minutes before they loosen up.
Scotty, we've come a long way since last night.
Yeah.
When you and I were on that corner alone with about 50 boys and girls, then suddenly there are 3,000, the Beatles arrive. We were crushed. I grabbed onto you. You remember?
You held on to me.
I
you're a lot
scared.
Bigger than I am, Bruce. And that
I was scared. Well, I was holding the treasure, our new microphone. They're still taking movies, everybody. The press is completely surrounded, Paul and Ringo. Ringo has his medallion, and we're so happy that he has the chain of the medallion. You're hearing this all live on WABC Radio. We're always there. That's why WABC is number one rated. Ladies and gentlemen, we have found Ringo's medallion, and we are so pleased about that. I know all the people out there are happy. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to what's going on in that fabulous crowd. They're happy. We're happy. The whole world is happy, and that's what's happening. Everyone's hearing this all over live. Live coverage on WABC number one.
With Ringo and Paul completely surrounded now, and the fans on Park Avenue, the thousands that have been there, I think they got an exclusive. You did get a WABC exclusive. The Beatles are going to fly by helicopter to Forest Hills.
That's right, everybody. They will be in a helicopter. They're going to go see the World's Fair by air, anyhow. They said they wish they could see it. They'll be in Forest Hills tonight. And, of course, wherever anything is happening, WABC will be there. That goes for anything in the world. Politics, entertainment, and it's just a wonderful thing that the photographers are still taking pictures. Flash bulbs are going off by the dozens. And everything is just fine. I think that about wraps it up here from our own suite.
Of course, we're going
suite.
To have more reports. We're going to be with the Beatles all afternoon. They'll have a press conference at 5 o'clock. We'll be with them then, and we'll be standing by.
Okay, my friends, that about wraps it up here from the WABC Radio Suite in Delmonico Hotel. You've heard...